When I was younger, ABC Sports would begin special sports programming like Olympics coverage by showing this series of clips in which they talked about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And the thrill of victory was always the victor crossing the finish line. And the agony of defeat, the one I particularly remember, is somebody that was on a ski jump and just wiped out completely. And this came to mind this morning because in this liturgy, we have celebrated the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Our first gospel reading talked about Jesus' procession into Jerusalem and certainly had that thrill of victory. Whereas, as we just concluded the Passion, Jesus is in the tomb and we feel the agony of what appears to be defeat. Lent has been a time to prepare for these mysteries, and Holy Week especially, in this Jubilee Year of Hope, it helps us to fully participate in the celebration of these mysteries. Our second reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, he may be quoting an ancient Christian hymn. This passage is fundamental, understanding who Jesus is. Jesus, the Son of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself, becoming obedient, even to death on a cross. The church fathers considered this slavery was a reflection of sin. In becoming a slave, Jesus was not just becoming human, but was also identifying himself with sinners. St. Augustine wrote, "Christ has no other purpose than that by this dispensation of his most merciful grace, he might give life to those who have become, as it were, members of his body. He is their head, in order to obtain for them the kingdom of heaven. He redeemed and enlightened those who had formerly been consigned to the death of sin." Jesus humbled himself in order to save the guilty. Perhaps if you're a little disappointed in how your Lent has gone this year, I know that I did not accomplish everything I had planned beginning with Ash Wednesday. That is okay. This is the best way to recognize our own sinfulness. Jesus humbled himself for us. In the Passion narrative that we just proclaimed together, St. Luke stresses the innocence of Jesus, who is a victim of the powers of evil. He goes to his death in fulfillment of his Father's will. Throughout the narrative, Luke emphasizes the mercy, compassion, and healing power of Jesus. He does not go to death lonely and deserted, but is accompanied by others who follow him on the way of the cross. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his apostles, "I am among you as one who serves." He emptied himself to save sinners. There's no better figure for this truth than St. Peter. Jesus tells Peter, "I have prayed that your own faith may not fail, and once you have turned back, you must strengthen your brothers." Well, we see Peter fail when he denies Jesus three times, but we know, knowing the Acts of the Apostles, how he rises filled with the Holy Spirit to lead them in the way he is supposed to. We see in St. Peter, even though we will fail, we can always turn again to Jesus. This is the process by which our faith grows. If we are not failing, we are not growing. On the Mount of Olives, Jesus says to his apostles and to us, "Pray that you may not undergo the test." The word test can also be translated as trial or temptation. And this echoes the petition in the Our Father, "Lead us not into temptation." Jesus' death on the cross is the ultimate trial. And by keeping our faith in him, we will not undergo anything like it. Jesus tells us in all our personal struggles, through sickness, death, financial or marital problems, he empties himself so that we may be confident he walks with us in these difficult times. On Ash Wednesday, we heard the words, "Turn away from sin and believe in the gospel." Holy Week presents us with an ideal time to turn away from sin. As the repentant thief on his own cross shows us, when we endure our own passion with Jesus through Good Friday, we will also live with him in the joy of new life at Easter.